Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Listen to 97.3 The Fan and thousands of other stations, plus millions of podcasts for free on the Odyssey app. Just quickly looking back at some of the football over the weekend before we play Take on Woods. And if you do want to be our contestant, we are still qualifying listeners for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas. And the win, Fogarty tickets, $200 American Express gift card, our musical trivia challenge, Tier 1 versus Woods, coming up in just a couple of minutes, 833-288-0973. You can call in right now. Get in queue to be the contestant. I think the number one headline in the NFL after 3 weeks of the season is the NFL's always been a league of parity where the teams are just not separated by that much generally. I don't know that we've ever seen it like this, though. There are only two 3-0 teams and one 0-3 team after 3 weeks. So that means 20, I believe the Texans are also 0-2-1. So 28 teams of the 32 have either one win or two wins. They're right there within a game of each other. 28 teams after 3 weeks are right there in the middle.
That's what you want. I mean, that's really, really what
you want. It is and it isn't.
Everybody's in it. You know, everybody's in it. And I know baseball's such a long season. And, you know, if you get off to a slow start, you feel like you can rebound, maybe have a great second half. Football's fun because there's only 17 of these bad boys. And you don't – I know there's numbers like, oh, if you start 0-3, you have a 3% chance of making the playoffs. That's even different now, right? Because there's an extra –
I think so. I'm not burying the Raiders at 0-3.
No, there's what?
They're two games back from the second-best record in the AFC right
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is 2-1.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you say a team like that is dead? If they come back and win three in a row – They're right back in it. I mean, and it's certainly possible. They're not horrible. They haven't gotten blown out every game. They had a 2-point conversion to try to tie it against the Titans yesterday on the road. But I think when you say that's good, I agree that it's good that fan bases in cities can always feel like their team has a shot.
Sure.
And keeps them interested. But as casual football fans, everyone likes a little greatness and see teams that are just dominant. And those are harder to find. You know, the Miami Dolphins, that was the game that I was most interested in against the Buffalo Bills yesterday. It started out like a little back and forth, the 14-14, touchdowns both ways. Then it kind of slowed down, and it had a really crazy ending. So, first of all, you had the Bills were down 21-17 after the Dolphins had taken the lead in the fourth quarter. But then they had the butt punt safety where they tried to kick it out of the end zone
and
kicked it right. The Aztecs did that
in the opener.
Arizona. They got 2 points on that one as well. That made it just 21-19 game. So the Bills have the ball, time running out, no timeouts. They're midfield. Josh Allen's doing his thing, running around, scrambling. Completes a pass to Isaiah McKenzie, but he's unable to get out of bounds. And they try to scramble back to the line of scrimmage and cannot get a playoff to stop the clock. And that's how the game ends. Just kind of on the edge of field goal range, cusp of field goal range.
They were down how much?
Two.
Down two.
But they never get a playoff to keep it going. The offensive coordinator for the Bills.
Ken Dorsey.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the press box just
I loved it.
Smashing everything up there. I love that shot of him. He was very frustrated.
That I tweeted, this is me, every Monday morning when people start tweeting about the Odyssey app. You guys can absolutely attest to that, that's true. When we go to break, you may see a notebook fly across the room, a chair get kicked. That I fully relate to the grown-up little kid temper tantrum. So I saw it. I saw people clutching their pearls about it. And I said, I fully understand that little meltdown by Ken Dorsey.
And here's the thing. I think the mistake, if McKenzie had gone down right away in the middle of the field, it would have been a lot quicker to spot the ball, and then they could have spiked it with time left because they wouldn't have had to run from the sideline. Yeah. But him trying to get out of bounds and not making it is what actually ended up sinking the Bills from getting at least one more playoff in that situation. It's early in the season. These teams will meet again. They're divisional rivals. I'm excited about that. I mean, the AFC East race looks like it's going to be interesting. There was a controversy in that game as well. Did you see the hit on Tua where he staggered and stumbled and looked?
Dude, anytime an athlete gets rocked, stands up, starts walking, and falls, that is terrifying.
It really is. Now, the Bills deny it was a concussion. They say it was a back injury.
Or the Dolphins.
Or let me say, the Dolphins say it was a back injury.
That didn't look like
a back injury. I mean, from what we've seen, that looked like a woozy player who was unable to keep his balance.
He said the back was hurt earlier in the game from something completely separate, and then that hit, as he got up, his back locked up on him, and that's what caused him to fall. But, dude,
it didn't look like
he walked out of the bar.
I mean, it's hard to disprove it, but certainly our eyes tell us it was similar to other cases of known concussions of guys staggering and falling. But they cleared him quickly at halftime and brought him right back out in the second half, and ultimately might have been the difference in the game for the Miami Dolphins.
You know, and I stayed away from betting on this. I had a really good week last week, so I didn't want to lose what I had accumulated by Friday. I did not bet college football. I did not bet pro football. It was really actually quite lovely. But what I found is I don't really like watching many games unless I've got something on it. But the other thing was, my God, I'm glad I stayed away, because about 7 college football games would have gone against me, and about 6 NFL games, Ben, that I thought were sure thing locks, no problem. They're going to handle business. I mean, I would have gotten, I would have been toast.
You couldn't understand why were the Colts not a bigger underdog against the Chiefs?
I could not get it.
Someone knew something.
That's what I said. I said it on the air. I go, this is the one I don't understand. 5.5? I'm like, that's it? That's all that the Colts are getting is 5.5? What do they know? And boy, did they ever. They freaking knew. It's if you're a conspiracy theorist about the NFL, it's wild. Like, you look at that and go, how, why? Like, Patrick Mahomes, they should knock the dust off of the Colts every time they play him. And they lost. They lost. The Bills lost. The Chargers against the Jags. No-brainer. It's a no-brainer bet.
I like the Jags, actually.
Well, after seeing
last couple
them
of
yesterday,
weeks, I mean, I'm kind of impressed with that team right now. That just shows you how bad Urban Meyer is.
That's just the worst.
Trevor Lawrence looks really good. Brandon Staley's facing a lot of criticism for leaving Justin Herbert in that game.
So I was going to ask you,
with the rib injury the whole time, even when they're down 28 in the fourth quarter, he's still out there.
So I had
nuts.
I had the two little bubs yesterday. I did not have a chance. I was busy all day with them. That's what people were so up in arms about?
Yeah, I mean, the game's over. You're done. Take out your quarterback. He's already hurt. He's already got a rib injury.
What did he say?
He said Justin Herbert wanted to stay out there. So he's,
Of course he did.
He's a football player.
He's
they all say they want
player.
Do you want to come in? Hey, you want to come out? No, I want to be out there. Well, you have to come out because we need you later in the season. That's you pay the coach to make those decisions for you.
That's not even a tough decision.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a Justin, dude, we need you, man. We probably shouldn't have even played you today, if we're being totally honest with ourselves. We definitely don't need you in a blowout. Staley makes some weird, he has some weird decisions. He's like Dave Roberts.
Some are
of
fun
LA.
And
yeah.
kooky and
some
good.
Some are wild,
and
yeah. But
some are fun and kooky and bad.
You're going to start to see if the balance starts to tilt in the wrong way, Ben, he's going to be out of a job. Like, everyone loves his mind and he's analytical and he really believes in analytics and percentages and things like that. But that, to me, you don't need a fax to tell you, hey, man, this guy should not be in the game right now.
Boring game, Sunday Night Football, 11-10. Broncos over the Niners, what a snoozer. Even the Packers-Bucks game, you thought was going to be good. 14-12. It ended exciting. You know, the Bucks scored a touchdown, needed the two-point conversion to tie, didn't get it. But the rest of the game was pretty blah.
Well, speaking of blah and boring, I hate to do it, but the only football I watched this weekend were the Aztecs on FS1.
All right, hold on to the Aztecs thought, because we've got some callers on the line to play Take on Woods. And we'll get to the college games.
Woo,
but
mama.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest NFL Sunday in history yesterday.
No.
I think we can both agree on that. All right, let's play today's game. It's time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods. Take on Woods. Brought to you by Hamulka, San Diego's closest casino.
All right, we got Joe on the line. He is today's contestant. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Morning. How's it going?
Good. All right. Woods has left the studio, so you'll go first. Five questions. Woods will come back in. Same five musical questions. If you can beat or tie him, you'll qualify for a grand prize drawing trip to Las Vegas. Two-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas, plus two tickets to John Fogerty and a $200 American Express gift card. Fogerty performing CCR hits as well as his own songs, bringing his onstage energy to Wynn Las Vegas for a limited engagement. Tickets to all six performances from November 9th to 19th are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, you get to pick the category here. That's your advantage in our game. Your choices are Foreigner, all about the band Foreigner. Riding the Rails, those are five different musical answers that contain the word train. And our new category, Made in America, song titles that include the word American or Americans. So of those three, Joe, what would you like to play? Foreigner, Riding the Rails, or Made in America?
Listen, Foreigner was my first concert I ever went to. Let's go with Foreigner.
All right, Foreigner. One of my favorite bands. Love Foreigner. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. Pass if you don't know an answer. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. And, of course, we'll start with the two-second song. You already know who the band is, so you just need to give me the title of the song by Foreigner to score that point. I assume you want to keep your advantage on Woods at least as long as you can. He'll figure it out pretty quickly, but or you can play him straight up.
Yeah, let's keep the advantage.
All right, keep the advantage. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music, the category Foreigner. Good luck, Joe. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
After Cold as Ice was a hit on their debut album, Foreigner went to the other temperature extreme with which hit on their second album?
Pass.
Following six other top 10 hits, Foreigner finally reached number one on the U.S. charts with which 1984 power ballad?
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Correct. Name the British guitarist and songwriter who has been Foreigner's only consistent member from 1976 to today.
Mick Jones.
Correct. Founding Foreigner member and American singer Lou Gramm used which song title for his autobiography?
Pass.
To go back to our two-second song.
Double Vision.
Correct. After Cold as Ice was a hit on their debut album.
Hot Blooded.
Correct. Founding Four. Oh, you got four. Ooh. Two at the last second there, but you got Double Vision, Hot Blooded, I Want to Know What Love Is, and Mick Jones. The autobiography, and who would know this, but the only really song title that sounds like a great autobiography, of course, is Jukebox Hero for Lou Gramm. But you did get four out of five, so hang on the line, Joe. See how Woodsy does with the same category and the same five questions. All right, Woods, Joe's score is locked in. You will not get the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods.
Okay.
Let's take on Joe.
It's Foreigner. I'll pass.
After Cold as Ice was a hit on their debut album, Foreigner went to the other temperature extreme with which hit on their second album?
Hot Blooded.
Correct. Following six other top 10 hits, Foreigner finally reached number one on the U.S. charts with which 1984 power ballad?
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
Not that one. Name the British guitarist and songwriter who has been Foreigner's only consistent member from 1976 to today.
Lou Gramm?
Incorrect. Founding Foreigner member and American singer Lou Gramm used which song title for his autobiography?
Urgent.
Incorrect. Go back to our two-second song.
I'm gonna die. Oh, kill me. I'm S-ing the bet. Sorry.
Makes you feel any better, didn't matter either way. You already lost to Joe, who got four out of the five right.
Joe, the Foreigner master.
His firstest concert, he said, was ever Foreigner. That was the category. Double Vision was the song you didn't
Double
get.
Vision.
He got hot-blooded, but the power ballad was I Want to Know What Love Is. Mick Jones is the guitarist and only consistent member of Foreigner, but Lou Gramm you knew, but his autobiography is Jukebox Hero.
Oh, I love that song.
It is a great one, too.
Dad Bod Pod Squad said, this is an amazing take on Woods category, said 1985. Come on, man.
I know we have a few want me to modernize
like our last game, I think, on Friday. I was like, can you have one clue that's in the last 40 years?
So here's my...
Well, the category is Foreigner. What do you want? Not 2019 Foreigner hits? It's going to be old.
So if you don't like it, send Ben questions.
That's true.
It's not, he'll read them.
If you
email me an entire category.
His number is...
Here's Ben's number. Text him directly.
I also will warn everybody that a game of Take on Woods that is 0-0 in the end, I don't think we've ever had one, is not that fun.
That's not good for anybody. This song kicks so much ass.
All right, Joe, hang on the line. Paulie will get your information because you definitely... qualify for the grand prize and a Daily Diddy selection as well. I think this might be the month in which you have been most vulnerable.
It is. I'm choking at the end of the year.
Late in the season, having some trouble
tired,
here.
Man.
Going through a dead arm phase.
This is more creepy lyrics from the 80s that you couldn't really get away with now. Listen. First of all, you don't have to read my mind to know what I have in mind. I hate that bit. Don't rhyme the same word with the same word. You ought to know. You move so fine. Let me lay it on the line. I want to know what you're doing after the show. Yeah, real good.
Maybe going to get something to eat.
I was going to get a pretzel.
Yeah.
We can make a secret rendezvous.
Just not that secret.
No. Hold on. I'll show you loving. You can't even say to somebody, hey, how you doing? I'd like to show you loving like you've never known. You get punched right in your throat for good reason. Well, if you're sick, then I don't want to make out with you if you have a fever of 103.
There's a lot of songs that aren't directly about you know what, but
what's
imply
you know
it.
What? Sex?
Yes.
You can say it. You're a 47-year-old
like,
man.
Like, did you know Pour Some Sugar on Me is also?
No. I thought they really wanted them to pour granulated sugar all over him. Powdered sugar? Yes, I knew that. We should have a bit.
Like a funnel cake.
Sex? Yeah, like a funnel cake. Sex or not sex. And I read lyrics and Ben has to decide if they're being literal. About food, or if it's about intercourse. Hold on. Are you old enough? Will you be ready when I call your bluff? It's so creepy. Hey, are you old enough? Is my timing right? Save your love for me tonight. God, you can't.
You can get a lot away with a lot more if you sing it, as opposed to if you just say it.
Yeah, go try that at your next concert, Lou Gramm. 75-year-old Lou Gramm. Now, I like that category. I love Foreigner. You'd not know it from my answers, but I really do.
Speaking of getting away with stuff, we do have Don't Do This coming up next.
Oh, Paulie did some digging. Did a little investigative journalism. and uncovered something that blew my mind. We have audio.
Oh, yeah. If Matt Barnes says you screwed up. You really screwed up. Yeah,
plus, how two Major League Baseball pitchers got ejected yesterday before the first pitch of the game was even thrown. If you missed that story, we'll have it for you. Coming up next with Ben and Woods. A reminder, later this hour, we're still giving away autographed Padres baseballs. Just have to be ready to get the code word at 7:42-ish and enter it at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win. That is coming up. We'll be back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Check it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, did you know you can now listen to all your favorite team, station, shows, and even podcasts all on the Odyssey app? Just download it now. All right, we'll get to Don't Do This. Jump in quickly with a scene that I have actually seen before once or twice on a baseball diamond. Happens late in the year often when teams are out of it, although actually one of the teams in this game was still in it. It's the Mariners-Royals game yesterday, and pitchers Robbie Ray and Luke Weaver decided to get into, let's call it, a national anthem standoff.
Yeah,
so you know,
showdown.
Both teams, you know, they stand out for the national anthem. And then when it's over, players obviously before the game had gotten together and go, it's me, you against me. And the first person to basically blink, to walk away, loses. So, you know, they're standing there, and the players, they're done. They're starting to get ready for the first inning. Players have taken the field. The pitcher's warming up. They're both standing still there, staring off against each other. You know, warm-ups are wrapping up. It's time for the first batter. You know, they've come back from commercial break. They're still standing there because neither of them wants to lose this war of wills. Shows you're just weak if you can't, you know, you can't hold out to the end. But stubbornly, neither of them is leaving. It's time for the game to start. And the umpire, he's had enough. You know, they don't want to start the game late. They'll probably get docked or something if, you know, the game lasts too long. So tells them both to leave. They both hesitate because they don't want to lose the contest. He just ejects both of them
from
the game. They're both out.
Yeah, you're done.
Now, Robbie Ray obviously is a starter.
Yeah, Weaver is too, isn't
Weaver's coming out of the bullpen. So the Royals lost one of their relief pitchers for the game.
Who's he pitch for?
The Royals.
The Royals?
Yeah.
All right.
But they both got ejected before the game even started. for their national anthem standoff.
Imagine
hands over their hearts.
Yeah, imagine ejecting guys for loving America. I mean, this is, you know, this is what
the ump show is just out of control.
The ump show is out of
what
control.
What do you do though if they were totally stubborn and never wanted to lose? And they do the game. Do they just play the game with both guys standing there in foul territory with their hands on their hearts? That probably wouldn't fly with Major League Baseball either.
That's why they ran them.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
You just can't. You have to move on at some point. So, I guess they call that a tie.
I don't know how I feel about that bit.
And they both got a chance. I mean, if you're the Royals and you lose a long reliever essentially,
and you're the Mariners, you're like we're trying to.
I mean, Weaver's got a 6.43 ERA and 11 appearances.
It's also the Royals, yeah.
And they're going nowhere. Robbie Ray is a starter, so he wasn't.
He didn't care. It's a good way to get ejected if you want to get ejected. And, like, you're hungover and you know you're not pitching. And you're just like, just throw me out.
I guess.
Man, Paulie did a little digging this morning. Found this story. We talked at length last week about Ime Udoka, the, I guess, former or suspended head coach of the Boston Celtics. And apparently, former NBA player Matt Barnes cautioned everybody to, you know, hey, just take a step back. I know this guy. He's my brother. I love him.
He posted a video on Thursday night defending Udoka, and that was taken down fairly quickly.
About what? Less than 24 hours, right?
I think a matter of minutes.
A minute!
And the following morning, he posted another video.
So I've got his back. That's my boy.
Yep.
And then it's down within, call it 10 minutes.
And then he posted his phone rang. Yeah, he gives it all right here.
They won't come out and say it. And since I'm a part of the media now, and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty. And I clearly have to say, last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense. And after finding out the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back. And it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details and deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. You know, hope everyone gets through this. And I saw a lot of blogs picked up what I said, even though it was only on my page for like 2 minutes. So hopefully they picked this up too. For me being wrong and jumping out there without the facts. So that's where I'm going to leave it.
Man, dude.
Sometimes the correct answer is staring you right in the face, though. And in this case, he wouldn't have been suspended for a year if it was just a little problematic.
Yeah.
If you did something that, oh, you probably shouldn't have done that. It's kind of a violation of some of our team policies.
It's still so messy.
Then you slap him on the wrist. Maybe it's a few games and you move on. It's a year.
It's a year.
Obviously, there's some things that we don't know about on this story that are pretty gnarly.
But that,
it's a year.
That being said, that's also his boy. And so I don't necessarily fault him for going and sticking up for his friend. It's not a great look when you're like, oh, my friend is actually a giant weirdo creep. That sucks that I actually went to bat. What do you do? Yeah, I guess you just keep your mouth shut, right? That's probably, when in doubt, don't talk. Yeah?
Put nothing on the record. Nothing can come back to bite you. That's always your philosophy.
Yeah.
But then you reported Albert Pujols was going to be in the starting lineup.
And guess what?
And you were right.
He was. One for one.
Finally.
Wow, man.
Do this.
Good find, Paulie.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
As the Padres chase the playoffs, a couple of local teams on the soccer pitch are there. Congratulations to the San Diego Loyal. They had already clinched a playoff spot, but they clinched a home playoff match with a 2-1 win on Saturday night on the road over the Las Vegas Lights. So congratulations to Landon Donovan's team. They'll
be
playing
lit
at home next month in the first round of the USL Championship postseason. And how about the San Diego Wave expansion team? No expansion NWSL team had ever made the playoffs. They needed a win or a draw at Orlando last night to qualify, to clinch a playoff spot. Fell behind 2-0, then scored two goals, including the equalizer in the 87th minute by Taylor Korniak to tie the game 2-2 and clinch that playoff spot in the NWSL playoffs. So the Wave having a great season. They sold out Snapdragon Stadium. They got one more home game there before the end of the regular season, and they will definitely being go to the playoffs in the NWSL.
Safe to say that everything Craig Elston touches turns to gold?
Yeah.
Is that safe to
Soccer's
say?
Soccer's championships.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Wave going to the playoffs now.
Why has A.J. Preller not made a phone call? To just get him in the office. He didn't even have to do anything. Just get him in the office.
Put him in the lineup?
Give him a microphone at some point. Put him in the lineup. Can you imagine Elston batting 9? That would put him in the 8 hole. Try to fool them. Everything Craig Elston touches turns to gold. San Diego Wave. Congratulations to them.
This show?
This show? Yeah, 100%.
Gold. Absolutely.
Gold. Pure gold. All the time.
Don't and do do this for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back. We still have more Padres baseball to discuss from the weekend in Colorado. Go back to Saturday's win. With Yu Darvish on the mound, and we'll get to more of that as we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Goal Zero Solar Generators. This Preptember, make sure your emergency plan includes clean, affordable solar power from Goal Zero. Goal Zero Generators and home backup systems can power your fridge, freezer, lights, Wi-Fi, TV, and more. Learn more at GoalZero.com. All right, we'll come back after traffic, talk about the Padres win on Saturday, maybe get into the Aztecs. Victory over Toledo.
Oof.
And I use victory carefully, because they won.
The win is a win is a win.
Right? I know Brady Hoke will tell you that that's all that matters.
All that matters is that we won that game. That's it.
But it feels like the fans who are now paying, you know, higher ticket prices at Snapdragon Stadium,
yeah,
want to be entertained a little bit more by the football.
Yeah, when he says, "Are you not entertained?" Your answer is no, I'm not at all.
I want to take up an issue with something Brady Hoke said as well after the game. So we'll get to both of those stories right after this check of traffic.
Fire away, Ben.
On 97.3 The Fan. You know me, I'm not big on must-win games unless they actually are must-win games. Saturday, after losing on Friday, with Yu Darvish on the mound, really felt like one you couldn't let slip away.
Nervous all freaking day.
It did feel like one of those nerve-wracking ones. And then the final score ended up being 9-3, but it was closer than that for a lot of the game. And the Padres finally pulled away in the top of the seventh inning with a, six-run inning to, you know, put the Rockies away.
They got some breaks that went our way finally,
yeah,
it felt like.
That was nice. Yu Darvish continues to,
just impressive.
I wonder if you throw out that one star way back in April against the Giants when he gave up, it was like 9 runs in an inning and a third, or inning and 2/3. His numbers would be off the charts good. We'd be talking.
They still are.
They still are so
phenomenal.
Good.
Phenomenal.
16-7 now after the win on Saturday, but he'd be right in the middle of the Cy Young discussion, minus one start, which it feels like you should be able to just cancel out at least like one bad day on a cold night and you just didn't get the feel and it just happened. But you can't, you know, they all count for everybody, and you probably will cost him any chance at the Cy Young, but still, what an amazing season for you, Darvish.
What a September for this guy when you need him the most, Benny. 5-0 with a 1.36 in five September starts for you, Darvish. That is insanity. He's walked 7. He struck out 38. There he is. He's everything.
Is it 17 straight quality starts or something like that?
It's everything you need from a guy down the stretch. It's exactly what you beg for. You know, hey, great that you pitch well in April, May, June. But come September, when these wins are just so valuable, to have a guy that you just feel, you feel in your bones that is going to get the job done and at least keep you in the game, he was fantastic.
If we had had this discussion back in June, when Joe Musgrove was, you know, at the top of his game.
Rolling.
And I would have said, come October, Padres are, you know, cross your fingers, going to be in the postseason. There's going to be no doubt who you want in game one of the postseason. And it's not going to be Joe Musgrove. It's going to be Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
I would have been a little surprised at that point.
I don't know if surprised. I mean, if you're like, hey, it's actually Mike Clevenger, that would surprise me. It's still, at the end of the day, it's Yu Darvish. Like, he still has ace capabilities. He has been our ace this entire season, Benny. I mean, he's just had a monster year. A very calming guy on the mound, a guy that has a plan. Nobody plans and prepares for starts harder than Yu Darvish. And he went out and executed again in a really tough place to pitch, where I think a lot of people forget, too, the snap that you get on a slider, it ain't the same in Colorado. It's different. Pitching in Colorado is much, much different than pitching at Petco Park. It's just a different feel. The altitude gets to you a little bit. Your pitches don't do what they normally do. Things tend to flatten out a little bit. And I'll tell you, man, when McMahon led off that game with the bomb, I went, oh, crap. But I knew he was going to settle in. I knew he was going to get locked down. It was just a matter of time if the offense is going to come around and pick him up, and they absolutely did. Like you said, end up winning that game 9-3. Bullpen came in, closed it out. It was fantastic.
One of the things they did do in that game that they haven't necessarily done all season is hit with runners in scoring position, 5-11. Jake came through big time. And as you said, they actually got some breaks in that game. You know?
The chopper.
Yeah, play under the glove at shortstop, Ha-Sung Kim. You know, and the Rockies, that's also why they're a last-place team.
Yeah.
They're not making those plays. Feels like the last-place teams often do make those plays against the Padres and not other teams, but this time they didn't, and the Padres capitalized, took advantage on Saturday night.
And listen, I got into a couple of discussions about Trent Grisham over the weekend. Make no mistake about it. Trent Grisham is having a really tough year. That being said, we don't win that game without that play he made in center field.
Yeah.
I honestly feel that if he doesn't catch that ball, it's an entirely, entirely different ballgame. At least one scores there if he biffs that ball. It was a spectacular, spectacular play. No, he didn't do anything at the plate. Did have an RBI ground out, beat it out, then got thrown out stealing. Right after I tweeted speed kills, so that was a lot of fun as he got thrown out of the base path. But, I mean, him hustling down, beating that out, another run for the squad. But the defense, Benny, he is locked in defensively. And, you know, somebody said on there, well, listen, you don't want to give away ABs for defense up the middle. Your catcher, your shortstop, your second baseman, and your center fielder. I tend to agree with that statement. I think that's a pretty good overarching statement. That being said, who are the Cardinals going to run out there behind the dish, you know, in their, when they make the playoffs? It's going to be Yadier Molina and his 535 OPS. Why? Because he's Yadier Molina. He can control the running game. In the playoffs, everything's different. It's different. You want Trent Grisham as your starting center fielder in the playoffs, in the nine hole. You want him there. Why? He could save you 2 to 3 runs a game playing center field. Anything he does offensively seems like just gravy. Like, who are the Guardians going to run out there at catcher in their playoff series? Probably going to be Austin Hedges. right? He handles the pitching staff well. He controls the running game. He's not going
to
hit.
You're expecting to play more 2-1, 3-2 type games.
Absolutely, man. And the,
where one mistake is you're probably trying to avoid the one mistake as opposed to looking for the extra hit or two.
That's exactly
right.
Just
avoid the mistake or two.
It's why it's almost like baseball is such a funny thing. 162 regular season games, right? And you manage them a certain way. Then you get to the playoffs. All of it's out the window. It's a completely, entirely different game. You're not going to pull your starter in a game in May after a three-run first inning. In the playoffs, he's done. He's out. I'm getting my bullpen up.
But
it's different.
And, and people are going, but why would you do that? Why would you change what works in the postseason? But it is different because in the regular season, you manage – because the numbers will even themselves out over the long run. So you have to make the right decisions over the long run. There is no long run
in
the postseason.
There's
only today. There's only tonight and one game. And sometimes that does mean making decisions that in the long run you wouldn't make, but for one night only, it kind of makes sense. I totally see what you're saying.
I absolutely, and I stand by that. And I think, you know, come October, if over this last few games or whatever, Trent Grisham probably shouldn't get a ton of ABs. Azokar's played pretty well. He's earned more at-bats. I'm fine with them platooning, though. I really am. And then when you get to the postseason, I'm going to feel infinitely more comfortable with Trent Grisham as my center fielder. I am. I just he had that rough stretch this year. We talked about it. That's been figured out. He is an elite center fielder. He gets an elite read on the ball. His jumps that he gets, Azokar does not make that play. He does not make that play. And that play turned the tide for that baseball team, and we were able to win that game. And I fully put that on Trent Grisham. That catch was spectacular.
Woods, Tier 1s, it's time to enter the keyword to try to win an autographed Padres baseball. Just go to 973thefansd.com/autographs. And enter the keyword double. Right now, double at 973thefansd.com/autographs. Your chance to win a baseball signed by a Padres player. Let me hold off on the Aztecs for a second. I want to continue this Padres playoff discussion. And again, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet. The magic number is still 6. There's 9 games left. You know, for all likelihood, they should be playing in October. Do you go with Darvish if he's rested in game 1, correct? Of whatever series, Cardinals, Braves, whoever you're facing, you probably want Darvish on the mound. Who's your game 2 starter now? Is it Blake or is it Joe?
It's Blake Snell.
He's pitched so well the second half.
Yeah, it's Blake Snell.
He has playoff experience. Joe does too, but
depending on how it all lines up, I'm not mad at Blake Snell starting game 1 either. I'm really not. I mean, if he goes out and does what he did the other night, you can win game 1 and then you got you Darvish. Game 2. If you falters and you got Blake Snell in a do or die, if it were me, if I were Bob Melvin, and again, we don't know how the last 9 games are going to shake out. We don't know what they're going to need to do to get there and who they're going to need to use to get there. But let's just say they're both sitting there ready, equal rest, ready to go. I may go Blake Snell in game 1 and I may go you Darvish in game 2. I just because I have more confidence in you than Blake, I want to make sure. I have a lot of confidence in Blake, but I have a lot of confidence in you. I want to make sure that if I'm in an elimination game, I got a Yu Darvish on the bump.
So all of the wild card games will be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can you believe we're talking? At the end of next week, they'll be playing playoff games in Major League Baseball. Is that correct? That's crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the best of 3 wild card series will take place. If the Padres do go to a game 3, I like Joe Musgrove on the mound in that intense situation of a decisive game 3. Obviously, you have to get there. You have to win one of the first 2 just to get to a game 3. Best case scenario, though, you win the first 2, you sweep them. Then you've got Joe for game 1 of a division series.
Of a 5-game.
Which probably,
7.
I believe those start on the Tuesday, so 2 weeks from tomorrow.
It's 3.
3-5-7-7. Yeah, so the best of 5 series would start on that Tuesday, and you'd have Joe Musgrove. Now, if you need to go all 3 games, then likely it would be Mike Clevinger who would have to start game 1 of a division series. And
that
does hurt you a little bit.
That's your piggyback game with Nick Martinez, and that's your, you know, you do what you get. That's Manaea coming in. You know, it's that's a bit of a hodgepodge, and you see if you can't, you know, outslug a team in a game one. I don't know. I mean, that's, look.
I mean, you could bring you back on 3 days rest.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves. Yeah. Oh my God.
But isn't it crazy that this is next week?
Is it
we're
really?
Talking about, this is next week we're talking about.
I don't buy it.
I know, I don't either.
I don't buy it.
Doesn't seem right. You're sitting here on Monday. By the end of next week,
I don't believe
Friday,
it. That's not true.
There will be playoff
That's not
games
true.
Being
That's not
played
true.
In Major League
Baseball.
Still
right in the middle of Padres season
no,
here.
It's over. It's like almost over
it's not
here.
True. It's just not true. It's just a false statement that you're making
it's true
on our radio
statements.
Show.
Friday, October 7th.
I don't believe it.
1 week from this Friday. Postseason action in Major League Baseball.
I need to rent that cabin out in the woods so that I can watch these games in peace.
Hopefully including your San Diego Padres. That is crazy. And then all four AL and NL division series begin on Tuesday, October 4th. So no team who plays in the first round will be able to bring back their first starter on regular rest for the second round. Because Friday to Tuesday, only 3 days in between.
Yeah.
So the deeper pitching rotations will have an advantage going into that second round, and the teams with a bye in the first round obviously will get to line up however they want
yep.
to, because they're going to have 5 days off between the end of the season and the start of their playoff series.
Mike tweets in, he says, at Ben and Woods, this should be discussed. It was your tweet that said Will Myers probably counting the days until he could sign with the Rockies and play 81 games at Coors. People were like, hey, punch your partner. I go, nope, I fully agree with him 100%.
I mean, if you're Will, I mean, you're focused right now on winning hopefully a championship, but you're going to be a free agent in the offseason.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go play there? You hit 350 for your career in that
yes,
place.
Dude.
Revitalize
yes.
your career
yes.
and go to Coors Field.
Yes.
I think there's a good chance that happens. Reunited with Bud Black.
Dude, he'd have a blast.
I mean,
just out there hitting missiles.
I'd put the odds at a good 60%.
I fully agree with you. Then if you're Will, you're like, all right, well, I mean, if I can get $7 million out of the Rockies or something.
Yeah.
And go out and just mash 35 homers almost easily.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Restart the show. Talk some Aztecs football. Still have a bone to pick with Brady Hoke coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.